You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Last Wednesday, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins completely ruled out implementing a wealth or capital gains tax if his party were re-elected, despite the latest polls showing that the Labour Party will need support from the Greens if they do wish to form government this election. I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about this issue, as well as about the case out of the High Court last week that said that the government must reconsider their decisions on the settings of the emissions trading scheme. I started by asking James what he thought about the latest poll results for the Green Party.
It is a good result. 3% is more movement than we've had in a very long time, actually for most parties, to tell you the truth. And I think what it shows is that people are responding to the policy packages that we have been putting out over the course of the last month or so. For example, the income guarantee, which obviously would benefit students as well. Policy package that we put out around ensuring that everyone has access to affordable, accessible, warm, dry housing, and so on.
And while the Greens are polling relatively well, things aren't as good for your current partner in government and potential coalition partner this election, the Labour Party. Does this worry you at all, or are you only really focused on your own thing?
Well, I mean, obviously my primary responsibility is to put out the Green Party's stall at this election campaign, but no party can be in government without working with other parties as well. And, you know, we've had a very constructive relationship with Labor over the course of the last 6 years. But, you know, obviously every political party leader is going to be wanting, more support than they currently have. I think this election is clearly on a knife edge. And ultimately, it's going to come out to ensuring that people actually go to the polls and actually vote.
And on the discussion of the Labour Party, just after our chat last week, the Prime Minister came out and completely ruled out a wealth and capital gains tax if they were re-elected. You have said that if you were to form government with the Labour Party, this tax would still be on the table. Given that Chris Hipkins was pretty firm about ruling this out, how would it stay on the table? Do you reckon the Green Party has that bargaining chip?
Well, we will have that bargaining chip if enough people vote for the Green Party at this election. That's really important. So ultimately, Chris Hipkins and the Labour Party aren't going to be able to form a government without the support of other parties. But the extent to which we're able to negotiate what the agenda of the next government looks like comes down to how many Green MPs do we have in Parliament and how many Green ministers do we have sitting around the Cabinet table. So getting out and voting is really important. And I've said a number of times that I don't think that any political party leader can definitively say what is on or off the table after the election, because that ultimately is a decision of the voters themselves.
The Prime Minister's justification for ruling out the tax was to say that now is not the time, considering cost of living pressures. What do you make of this explanation?
I disagree. Now is exactly the time, because people are under inflationary pressures right now. The tax package that the Green Party have proposed would give a tax cut to 95% of all New Zealanders. So anyone earning under $125,000 a year would have more money in the hand, and that would be paid for by taxing people at the very, very top end, but the wealthiest New Zealanders who can afford to contribute more and who actually pay less effective tax as a proportion of their income than the average New Zealander does. So, you know, we're making the case that now is the time. It is precisely the time for those kinds of changes, because, you know, 95% of New Zealanders would be better off with the tax package that we are proposing.
We've seen a lot of instances this year of, for example, the government throwing climate policy into a bonfire and now ruling this tax out. Is there ever a scenario where you wouldn't work with the Labour Party, even if the two parties had the numbers to form government?
So often people, kind of when that question gets asked, say, well, why don't you consider working with the National Party? Well, I mean, that frankly is an absurd position, because the National Party are proposing massive cuts to public services, tax cuts for the wealthiest New Zealanders, but not for those on middle and low incomes. You know, frankly, that idea is, it's just not going to happen. However, what we have said, and we have always reserved this right, is that we could sit on the crossbenches supporting a minority Labour government, But they would have to come to us for every single bit of legislation, and that is not a comfortable position for them to be in. It's much better for them if we're in coalition with them. So we do have bargaining power at this election, but only if the voters ensure that we've got enough Green MPs to really make a difference.
Have you heard from Green voters as to whether they'd be keen for you guys to sit on the crossbenches, and do you think you would be effective in a minority government?
No, it's always preferable to be part of a government and to be sitting around the cabinet table, because otherwise you're relying on another political party to try and implement your own agenda. So that's always the preference, if you can. And I know that Green Party, all of the Green Party voters who I ever speak to, say, look, you've got to be in cabinet. We've got to make sure that we've got more Green ministers sitting around there so that you can kind of influence those cabinet decisions. And you can see over the course of the last 3 years, even where we've had ministers, you know, myself and Martima Davidson, because we're not in cabinet, you know, we sit outside cabinet, and they make decisions that we disagree with all the time. So, you know, the best possible scenario is that we've got more Green MPs, more Green ministers in cabinet sitting around the cabinet table. But we do reserve the right to say, well, actually, you know what, this deal isn't good enough, and we are going to sit on the crossbenches, and you're going to have to come to us for everything.
Finally now, I just wanted to move on to the ruling from the High Court last week that ordered the government to reconsider its decisions on the settings of the emissions trading scheme. Is there anything you're allowed to tell us about this? For example, what comes next?
Well, I can tell you what comes next in high-level terms, which is that I have to take a paper to Cabinet, which looks at the settings. So the emissions trading scheme settings are set every year for the next 5 years. And so the decision was around that. So the High Court decision was around last year's Cabinet decision, but this year's decision is due fairly shortly. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take both of those together, and because obviously one layers on top of the other, and we'll make those decisions shortly. But I can't tell you what that decision is going to be because obviously it hasn't been to Cabinet yet.
Are you hoping that this will at least restore some confidence in the currently pretty unstable carbon market?
Yes, I do. And in fact, the High Court decision already has. So the decision came out on Thursday night, just before the long Matariki weekend. But on Monday morning, as soon as the markets opened again, we saw confidence rising and the carbon price is now back up. It's up about $10 on where it was last week. So that's obviously quite a big signal that the market, you know, thought that decision was a good one.
That was Amelia Sullivan speaking to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about the government ruling out wealth tax and climate action in the High Court.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.